from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Wisconsin men's basketball team improved to 11-0 on the season, pounding UW-Milwaukee last night, 78-52 in Madison. The fourth-ranked Badgers did most of their damage in the first half as they went up by 20 at the break and sailed from there. Ben Brusk made his first six shots, four from three-point range, and ended up with 18 points on the night. Badgers shot 51% for the game and out-rebounded UWM 35-26 in the contest. Also, big nights for Frank Kaminsky, 16 points. Sam Decker, 12 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Badgers, 11-0, tying the school mark set by Stu Jackson's team back in 1993. Badgers can break that mark on Saturday with a home win over Eastern Kentucky. The Pointer men's basketball team rolls on. They knocked off Whitewater in a big matchup last night at the Quant Fieldhouse, 79-67. Trevor Haas led the way with 20 points, shooting 6 of 10 from three-point range. Pointer women came up short, losing at Whitewater last night, 80-69. The Bucks got crushed by the San Antonio Spurs, 109-77 last night at the Bradley Center. Tim Duncan outscored Milwaukee's starting five, 21-19 in the game. The Bucks now 5-17 on the year. They'll host Chicago tomorrow night. Aaron Rodgers is not the only Packer starter who's uncertain for Sunday's game at Dallas. Running back Eddie Lacy did not practice yesterday after he sprained his right ankle last Sunday. Mike McCarthy said Lacy would continue a rehab today and might practice tomorrow. The Denver Broncos will take on San Diego tonight on Thursday Night Football in the kickoff to the Week 15 of the NFL season. And Brewer General Manager Doug Melvin said there was no way the team could match the contract offer that Corey Hart got from Seattle. The veteran first baseman agreed to a one-year deal with the Mariners yesterday that guarantees him $6 million plus $13.5 million in incentives. He also said having the ability to play DH in the American League was a big part of signing with Seattle. And a big prep by night action tonight includes Marathon Cup hockey. And you can hear Marathon Cup hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. First up, Wausau East and Wausau West at 5:30. That'll be followed by DC Everest taking on Mosinee. That's sports. I'm Tom King.